Sinister, dramatic and appalling is how a judge described the actions of Alexander McCartney from County Armagh, who was sentenced last month to at least 20 years in prison for the sexual extortion of children. He had pretended to be a teenage girl online to target children across the world, a practice known as catfishing. He pleaded guilty to a total of 185 offences involving 70 young girls who were mostly aged between 10 and 16. They included the manslaughter of Simran Thomas in the US, who took her own life as a result of being blackmailed by him. Some of those impacted by the case have spoken in a new documentary series called Teen Predator Online Killer, which will begin on BBC One Northern Ireland tonight. And we can speak now to the series producer, Sharon Whittaker. And just a warning that some of the details in this story may not be suitable for younger listeners. Sharon, thanks very much for joining us. If you can remind us first of the background to this horrific story about catfishing.
Yes, so Alexander McCartney was a young, very kind of average guy from a rural part of Northern Ireland, just outside Newry. But in his bedroom, he was causing prolific harm to many children all around the world. So it wasn't until a young child in Scotland reported him to the police did his name properly come onto the radar of the PSNI in Northern Ireland, and they... A case opened up whereby they started to seize his devices, and more victims came forward, and very quickly they learned that actually what they were dealing with was of a scale that they'd never seen before.
And police estimate there could be more than 3,000 victims. Now, only four reported the crimes to the police, and you spoke to one of them in New Zealand. Now, we're not using her real name, but a girl you called Ivy. So let's take a listen to what she told you.
I didn't know what else to do but comply. I was just like sending photo after photo, and they were just like, okay, but try this angle, try this pose. And so I was just slowly adding to their blackmail collection, and that wasn't slowing down. I felt like it just wasn't going to end. I was crawled up against my door in my room, crying, just crying.
A young girl there saying she didn't know what else to do. What happened in her case?
So Ivy was targeted around Christmas, New Year. It was just over a day. A few days later, McCartney came and found her again. She got a new friend request and she started to panic. She got her cousin to figure out who this person was. Her cousin was 15 and started interacting with McCartney. McCartney sent an image of young Ivy to the cousin, and the cousin very quickly started to panic, and very quickly the mums got involved and the girls were crying, and there was just a lot of stress within that family. And the mum very bravely, and she did the right thing, she supported Ivy, she listened to what was going on, and they went down to their local police station in Hawke's Bay, New Zealand. And that's key. It's the mum actually did the right thing there. She didn't shame her daughter, or, you know, she sat with her daughter and they actually thought really practically, what can we do here to help? And they went to the police station.
We'll also hear in that documentary how she was happy that she played a role in convicting Alexander McCartney, because he was arrested after an investigation by the PSNI got underway in March 2019. Let's have a listen to the PSNI Detective Chief Inspector Neil McGuinness describing what they uncovered when they arrested him that morning.
It was about 6:30 in the morning. Rock up at the house, knock on the door, no answer. Decided we'd kick the door in. He's fast asleep in his bed, and next to him is a smartphone. Tap the screen of the smartphone, and there it is. Snapchat camera open. 2.5 hours earlier was his last victim.
And the court then found that his actions also resulted in the manslaughter of 12-year-old Simran Thomas, who in 2018 took her own life during that period that McCartney was abusing her. Her father, Ben Thomas, a former US Army veteran, died by suicide 18 months after his daughter's death. You travelled, Sharon, to the US to speak to her grandparents, Ben's parents, about that tragedy. Let's listen to a clip of Simran's grandmother, Peggy Thomas.
Simran would have been 13 in July. And so she has bright red lipstick on, getting into that stage of her life. To be a teenager, she almost was. Why? Why was the biggest question? Why?
Her grandparents left devastated, and tragically for some time, her family didn't know what she was being exposed to.
No, and that's the reality. A lot of these young kids haven't told anyone, and it's really important if they do tell someone that that information is brought to the police as quick as possible.
And the risks of this type of abuse is very real and frightening, and will of course be highlighted in the documentary series. It's a three-part series, Teen Predator, Online Killer, and it'll begin tonight on BBC One Northern Ireland and run until Wednesday. And if you have been affected by any issues raised there, details of help available can be found on our helpline page at rte.ie/helplines, and the number for Childline is 1-800-66666.